The passage this morning that we're going to cover is the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 21 to 39. So if you have the Pew Bible, that's page 707. And this is God's Word. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority? He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. He also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was. Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. Simon and his companions went to look for him, and when they found him, they exclaimed, "Everyone is looking for you." Jesus replied, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so that I can preach there also. That is why I have come." So he traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. This is God's word. So a few months ago, I had one of those days, right? I had one of those days. What do I mean? So Amy and I, we become new parents. And on that day at work, right, I get a call. And the call pretty much meant this: "Giovanni, it is helping us to mature in our parenting." Right, and our authority has been, you know, challenged. That's part one, okay? So then I go back to my office and I get another call. So this time it was from a good friend of ours from Tampa. And she was calling me saying that my disease, my health is falling. I am with cancer again. And I do not have people around me to help me. Right? What do I do, chaplain? Wow, okay. So that was part two of my day. Part three, I had another call, this time from my sister from Brazil. And this time she told me about my mother. My mother, she's about 66, and she tried to move a door from one place to another. The door fell on my mother, hurt badly her shoulder. And then my sister tells me, my mom only told me 6 days later. My brother, what do I do? Right? All this in one day. So in my mind, my question was, Jesus, where are you? Right? Now, this was my day, but as we read into the passage this morning, there was another day that Jesus, that whole hell broke loose in Jesus' day, right? And it was a Sabbath. It was not just a Thursday. It was the Sabbath, right? All hell broke loose. Now, Mark, he's putting here before us what happens in a particular Sabbath day during Jesus' ministry, right? He wants us to see it. He wants us to be there. Okay, so let us go with Mark, right? John Mark, who spoke with the eyewitness of Apostle Peter, right? So they are, Jesus is an itinerant preacher. He is invited to preach, right? And on that day, what happens? What happens on that day? What does Mark want us to notice about that day, especially when Jesus is preaching in the synagogue? On verse 22, the people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority. So highlight that word, authority. Right then, again, on verse 27, the people were all so amazed at what had happened that they asked each other, what is this? A new teaching and with authority. Right? Authority. One thing that people would notice about Jesus as in that day and as he wants us to notice about him today is that Jesus is unlike a normal teacher. Okay? What was a Sabbath like during the time of Jesus? Okay, so a common itinerant preacher would come, right? He would be given the scroll. It could be the law or the prophets. There would be prayers, benedictions, and then he would talk about the passage, right? And then he would quote authorities. Hey, Rabbi John said that. Rabbi Smith said that. You pick. Right? So every Sabbath, it was expected. You'd go to the synagogue and you expect, what would happen. Okay, I'm going to go there. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to hear all these authorities being quoted, and I go home and nothing happens. Right? Right? That was the stage of the church in Jesus' time. Well, we could well very also say that this may be the state of our church nowadays. Right? We come to church, what do we expect? Right? I'm going to, and I say this from my own experience, right? I have had many days in church that I was just there in body, right? And my mind was running with worries with the next day. Okay, all the bad stuff I did during the week, right? And my mind could not focus, would not focus, right? And where is Jesus? But not this day. This day, you don't have just any preacher. Right? You have God himself. Right? And Mark lets you know that on Mark 1, verse 1. That's his only commentary in the whole gospel. right? The beginning of the gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So what do you expect is going to happen in the synagogue? When you have the Son of God preaching to you face to face, what you can expect to happen? People will be changed on the spot. Right? So Jesus is preaching, and who dares interrupt Jesus preaching? Who dares? The enemy. Right? The people were content to say that they were amazed. I'm amazed. This is such a new authority. But the demon, but the man that was possessed by a demon, he was the only one, right, who spoke rightly about who Jesus was. Do you notice that? What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Right? You see it? So Jesus, the power of Jesus' word has authority. Now, authority, right? Authority. That talks about expertise, right? Right? Jesus is the expertise on anything God-related. Okay? You go to Jesus if you want to know who God is and about God. You go to him. Right? You don't go to... We do not get immersed in our own thoughts. Right? We do not get immersed in our own experiences. We check our pulse every day. How am I doing? You go to Jesus and ask him, how am I doing? Right? Now, see, even the demon could not hide inside a church. Do you think we'll be able to? Even a demon could not hide inside a church. Now, so he interrupted Jesus' preaching. Right? Did Jesus just say, oh, I tried. No, it's, you know, maybe next Sabbath day. You know, I feel overwhelmed. No, right? Of course not. What did he say? Be quiet. And this version is put in very mildly. Okay? The real sense of the language is shut up. All right? Come out of him. And what happened? The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out with a shriek. That's authority, my friends. Mark wants us to know that the Jesus that you come to has authority over the satanic world. And all the demons. All the demons. Why do I say all the demons? Because one demon said, what do you want with us? They're all working together. Jesus wants you to know that Satan has his days numbered. And he knows that, right? He knows what expecting him. He knows that what expecting him is eternal destruction. Right? So they see Jesus. What did the demon say? Have you come to destroy us? Right? Now, Mark here is not just showing us that Jesus has authority over demons, over Satan, but he also has authority over disease. As verse 29, as soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. So after the Sabbath, synagogue, religious services, right, there was a meal. Right? So Jesus wants to be with his people. He wants to fellowship. He goes to Peter's house. Right? After church. Right? So what awaits him after church? This disease showed up on a very convenient time, right? You notice that? Very convenient, right? God, through Jesus Christ, just dispossessed a man's spirit, right? There is time and motive to rejoice, right? He goes to Peter's house. It's time to fellowship, to be with God's people, right? And then what happens? They hear that Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever. Right. So what do they do? What does Peter do? Right? He goes to Jesus. But notice how Jesus heals the fever. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. Right? The touch of Jesus. Again. Right? Right? Jesus touched a woman that was with a fever, and the fever left. It sounds amazing, but look what else Mark wants us to know. The fever left her, verse 31. And she began to wait on them. It was not that, okay, Jesus, I need some 10 minutes to recover. I know you did your part, but I have to walk and do the meal, give me a, no. Peter's mother-in-law was back at full service to God and his people, right? That shows us Jesus' authority over disease. And I'm Reformed, and I am Presbyterian, but this is what the passage says, and this is what awaits God's people when he comes and gives you a new body. This is your future, right? This is what's ahead of you. It is his promise. But Jesus heals a man possessed by the evil spirit. Jesus heals a woman of her fever. But something else is going on. Right? Something else is going on. Now, people know where Jesus lives. Now people are going to track him down, because he just don't do these miracles, and nobody will not know. So what happens? They wait until the Sabbath is over, right? And they bring all the sick and demon-possessed to Simon Peter's house. Now, imagine, the Sabbath is over, it's getting dark, right? And Peter puts his head outside, and what does he see? This wave of people walking towards his house. The sick, the invalid, the demon possessed, all this noise is coming to your house. Why? Because Jesus is there. the word from the synagogue, from what happened there, has spread. Capernaum had maybe 10,000 people. Right? And the passage says that the whole town took aim to Peter's house. Can you imagine? Even if we have half of that. Right? And so Jesus and the disciples spend the night. Jesus spent the night healing. He spent the night casting out demons. Right? His authority is in play again. And those that came come back home healed. Now, this is what Mark wants us to know, right? But something else is going on. Jesus, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, gets up and leaves the house and went to a solitary place where he prayed. Verse 35. Something else is going on here, right? What do I mean? Okay, what do I mean? Well, we understand that it is by what Peter comes and expresses it to Jesus. Where have you been? Everyone is looking for you. Jesus, there was so much glory last night. We found our hot spot. This is it. You know, people are looking for you. People want you back. They want more healing. They want more, you know, you to cast out more demons. Okay. This is the agenda for the church. Jesus, this is the agenda for the ministry. Okay. Is this about Jesus not wanting to heal? Is this about Jesus asking God, you know, where do I go next? No, he already knew. It was Galilee. Okay, why did Jesus get up early? It was a moment of crisis. Right? If you continue to read the Gospel of Mark, you notice over and over again that wherever Jesus is, his priority is to teach you. His priority, it is to talk to you about God, sin, faith, and grace, repentance. That was his priority. And here, Jesus has to exercise his authority in a way that puts his future disciples with the right priorities. And we see those priorities in the rest of the Gospels. We see these priorities in the rest of the New Testament. Right? The preaching of the word and prayer. Right? So how does Peter find Jesus? Right? How does Peter find Jesus? He finds Jesus praying for his people, praying for the ministry. How does Jesus want to use his authority? Right? Because behind all this, there's always a skeptical in our minds, right? And the word authority, kind of like, no, I have been, hurt before, right? But how does Jesus find Peter? Right? On his knees, right? Praying for you and using his authority to serve you and the church. Do you believe that when you cannot see Jesus, that he is for you? Do you believe that the same Jesus of the public is the same Jesus in private. Now we cannot see him, right? And what do you think he's doing? Interceding for us. Right? He is not safe, but he is good. Do you believe it? Let us pray. Lord God, we ask you for your grace. Lord, we ask you that you'd help us to see Jesus as he really is. Sovereign on his knees on behalf of his people. Lord, I pray that you'd focus our hearts and minds on his greatest word and work, his cross. And we pray and ask you this in Jesus' name.